It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Thursday the 19th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. We're learning a lot about the upcoming Apple Watch this week, some from named sources like Johnny Ive, some from unnamed sources. The device due out in April won't have as many health tracking apps as first imagined, reportedly. Early estimates say that it could sell 20 million units. Ryan Martin is at 451 Research. He says those sales will be standing on the shoulders of other Apple devices.
Yes, it's a big deal that Apple's entering a new product category, but at the end of the day, I really think this is going to be a family of products to support existing product lines.
Ryan Martin there. Also, Samsung just bought a company to compete with another recent Apple product, Apple Pay. The South Korean tech giant was mum on price for the payments startup LoopPay, but here's what's interesting. LoopPay could let your phone deliver payments to regular credit card readers, meaning no new hardware for merchants to buy. So far in our series about Hollywood and Silicon Valley, we've heard from journalists, makers, senators, and pirate hunters. Today, on From the Hills to the Valley, we're going to hear from two more people reacting to realities in these two places. First, Charles Forman. He co-founded the company OMG Pop that created that super popular social game called Draw Something before selling to Zynga for over $200 million. Charles is a coder at heart, so when he went to make a movie, he found what he saw as a lack of tools for regular people to get into the movie-making game, and he made his own software called Storyboard Fountain. Hey, Charles, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Tell me about this tool that you've built.
So what it is it's fairly simple. It's just a computer program that allows you to create a new frame, draw in that frame, and it's sort of tethered to the script. So you're drawing a story. And so if I have 10 sheets of paper and I draw succinct imagery and I give it to you in sequence, you're going to get the idea of what that is.
So you want to sort of rapid prototype this stuff in a way that you don't think exists now, and you also want to democratize it in a way.
Yeah, I want somebody to be able to make a movie in their underwear in their apartment.
I'm with you.
That is what I want. I want somebody to come up with a crazy idea, make that movie. And it doesn't have to be a movie that you would go to see in the theater. It could be something that you see and you say, I would love to see that on YouTube or Netflix or Hulu.
Do you think that that culture is changing?
Absolutely. Look at YouTube. There's so many kids out there who are making $100,000 a year right now because they produce content that people want. And these are people that in any other context would not have a voice. This is awesome.
But it's still kind of like, are the scales ever going to actually, you know, what will the Hollywood industry look like 15 years?
It's not so much that the measure changes. Right now, we think that the apex of the creation of content is to get your content in a movie theater and lots of people to see it.
But 10 years from now, nobody's going to be in movie theaters.
If people are still going to see movies and that's a thing, I'll eat my shirt. People are watching more content than they've ever watched before, and that's thanks to YouTube, Hulu, Netflix. You know, the content there is most often on par, if not better, which is, you know, sad.
Charles Forman is the co-founder of OMG Pop and the creator of Storyboard Fountain. It's a way for people to visualize screenplays and movies and things like that. Charles, thank you very much for talking with me.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You could put Hank Green in the group of YouTube creators that Charles Forman was talking about. He's kind of hilarious on YouTube.
I decided to turn this video over to the nerdfighters of Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Reddit to decide for me what I would do in this video. Pretend to be a crab, okay?
That video was posted the other day, and it's got 250,000 views already. He didn't get there with Hollywood's help, and he says he doesn't need it either. Hank, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. You've been doing this stuff on YouTube since 2007. Is Hollywood paying more attention now? I assume so, yeah?
Everybody's paying more attention now. Yeah, I mean, back then, no one was paying attention at all.
Do you think there are really fundamental differences between internet stars and television stars?
Oh, yeah. I mean, to a small number of people, I am more famous than, like, they would be more excited to see me than they would be to see Sandra Bullock or George Clooney or something, or even Taylor Swift. But of course, among the average American, I am completely unknown. And I really like that. I would much rather be appreciated by a small group of people who, you know, share my values than sort of be known by everyone and have to like sort of look over my shoulder at the grocery store.
As you make decisions, are you conscious of making them in a way that opposes this sort of infrastructure that's been set up around Hollywood?
It's not really part of my calculation. I live in Montana, and it's nice to be free of the established model. We have abilities that people have not had before. The distribution infrastructure is completely, you know, everybody has access to distribution. So like, what are the new things that we can do here? And because, you know, we are looking at that with fresh eyes, I feel like we come up with a lot of solutions that no one else would. It's not about opposition to the Hollywood infrastructure. It's about there's no reason to interface with it unless I want to do something that takes place in television or print or legacy forms of media.
Hank Green is founder of the VidCon conference, and he's also a YouTube star. Hank, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
And while we're on the topic of video, Snapchat did something I have been wanting for months. You can now take video in the messaging app and have the audio be whatever song you happen to have playing on your phone. Adding this to the list of ideas I totally thought of first, even though nobody will ever believe me. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.